Our guest in the cafe this morning is Harry Turner with the Commerce Community Action Program, and Harry's also well known as a deacon at Mount Moriah Baptist Church in Commerce. Harry, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm great, and Harry's been a guest on this program before, but been too long since we've had him, so I need to get you back more often.
Yes.
Well, we all know it's hard to believe, but school's about to start again.
Pretty soon, yes.
And so it starts on Tuesday in Commerce. I think it may be a week later in some other districts around here, but CCAP, Commerce Community Action Program, is doing an event on Saturday,
yes,
at Mount Moriah, and so tell us about it.
Well, we're having what's called a back-to-school celebration, and basically it's for parents and students who are returning and also some new people in the city. We're going to have a dynamic speaker, Dr. LaVell Hendricks. His topic is going to be encouragement, and I think it's going to be directed at encouraging the parents and also encouraging the students. We feel that education is vitally important, particularly in today's world, and we think that Dr. Hendricks is truly a dynamic speaker, and he can bring a lot to the table. So we're excited about it. We're looking forward to it, and we simply hope that a lot of people come out. We're expecting about 50 or so people. But, of course, we want everyone to come, everyone in the city to be here.
Mm-hmm.
But we plan for a good day. We're going to have refreshments. We're going to have a light lunch at 11 o'clock. And also some back-to-school supplies for those who so need them.
LaVell's a wonder, isn't he?
He is, indeed. I've known him for many years. I remember when he first came here from Louisiana. He came to our church, and he's really... We're proud of him.
Well, he's a frequent guest on this program, but
yes.
I don't know where all his energy comes from. But
I have no idea.
it is remarkable. He will provide encouragement. I know that. But now also you're giving away some school supplies at this event, right?
Yes, we're giving away school supplies. I don't know exactly what those supplies are. I would imagine them to be paper, pencils, erasers, binders, and whatever the Commerce ISD recommends they should have. I would imagine supplies will include grades 7 through 12, I would think. I'm not quite sure, but we will make it. If you're a child in kindergarten, we will get you the supplies.
Mm-hmm.
No problem about that.
Okay, so there's no particular age group that you're looking for as far as kids attending this event?
No age group. No, just we want anyone from K through 12 to come.
Okay, and you're getting some help from whom in the community?
Alliance Bank, they've been a sponsor of this club for many years, and they've donated some money for it. Also, Mount Moriah Church is going to participate in some finance helping for it. And sometimes we get just private donations. People just give out of their pockets. We're financially stable in that regard. We have enough. We just simply need the people to come out,
mm-hmm,
you know, and be a part of it.
All right. We're talking with Harry Turner. Harry's with the Commerce Community Action Program, also known as CCAP. And Harry's also, I don't think they could open the doors of Mount Moriah without Harry being there. But he's a deacon with Mount Moriah. Tell us a little bit more about the Commerce Community Action Program. We've visited with John Bellotti about it and some other folks, but tell us about that organization.
Commerce Community Action Program, CCAP. It's a program. It's a club that comprises mostly all of university personnel and also some city people. And what we do community work, civic work, social work. We try to bring the city of Commerce together. We sponsor certain activities around town. We have a community garden at back to Methodist Church. We just do a lot of things that a lot of people don't know about because it's not advertised.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to have a helping hand to the City of Commerce. If someone comes to us and say they're in need of this or that, we look into it and try to either help them ourselves or give them the direction where they can go to receive the type of help that they may need. I'm the treasurer of the club, and I enjoy what I do. It gives me a good feeling to know that we're helping other people within the city. Some people are underprivileged, and they do desperately need the help. Others, you know, they do okay. But we're a community organization, and we try to help the needy in any way that we can.
Yeah. Did you grow up in Commerce?
Yeah, I grew up in Commerce. I went to school here in Commerce, played basketball here on state championship team, and I've been here. Married a girl. Married my high school sweetheart.
So that would be the 1964 Norris.
That's right.
Team.
That's right.
Is that
right? That's right. I was captain of that team. And
fantastic.
That's right. Long time ago.
It's the Norris. What was the nickname of the Norris team?
It was Norris Tigers.
It was the Tigers.
Yeah, Norris Tigers. Yeah, Norris High School Tigers, orange and black. And my senior year, we had a record of 31 wins and 2 losses.
My
State
goodness.
Championship. Yeah.
How's it changed over the years, all the time you've grown up?
School or basketball?
School, well, school and the community itself.
It's changed a lot. It's changed considerably. My wife and I sometimes talk about the change that have been made. It's a different era now. People's thinking is different, and for the most part, we don't see that closeness that used to be, that family closeness, that bond used to be.
Yeah.
It's kind of gone. Just a change, just in every way.
Well, and that's why you need a commerce community action program,
yeah,
right? To a great extent, you do need it because of that very thing. All right, so the event is a back-to-school event, 11 a.m. Saturday at Mount Moriah.
August 10th, 11 a.m., that's right.
Baptist Church, and everyone's welcome.
Everyone is welcome. We're looking forward to come out. The place is, everyone knows where Mount Moriah Church is, I'm sure. And it's in our fellowship hall. Air conditioning will be on. We'll
Very
have
good.
Everything ready for you to go to show up.
Yeah, better be. Harry, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you, sir, for inviting me this morning.
Harry Turner, Commerce Community Action Program. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.